The problems with this year's state assessment test have inspired widespread criticism, especially among Tennessee lawmakers. The 2018 version of TN Ready has included an alleged cyber attack, a dump truck backing over a fiber optic line, and would-be test takers staring at blank screens. But recent history suggests this is a problem partially of the legislature's own making. Education website Chalkbeat has been detailing the issues with TN Ready, as well as the legislative history that led to this moment. Joining us in the studio is Chief State House Correspondent for Chalkbeat, Marta Aldridge. Thanks for joining us, Marta.
You bet.
I know it's been a really long and winding road to get here, but can you remind us of why the state adopted TN Ready in the first place?
It really reaches back to 2007, when Tennessee got called out by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, both for the rigor of its academic standards and for its honesty in reporting that students were proficient on state tests when national tests showed them significantly behind their peers. That spurred a massive overhaul of public education, and it included new Common Core academic standards. But then Tennessee needed a new test to measure how students were doing in learning those standards. It began working with a consortium of states known as PARC to develop a common test. Tennessee and its districts spent a lot of time getting ready for this test, but about 6 months before the first testing was to begin here in the fall of 2014, Tennessee lawmakers pulled the plug on PARC amid political backlash over Common Core, and it really set the state's collision course toward TN Ready. It meant that Tennessee had to develop a new test quickly and find a new company to administer it. And that first year under a new test and with a new testing company did not go very well. The online platform buckled on the very first day of testing. And really, we've been having challenges with testing ever since, including this year.
Well, and you talked about PARC. There were a number of states who really bought into this, but pretty quickly also backed out. Were they also facing that same kind of reaction to Common Core?
Yes. In 2014, Tennessee was one of 18 states that were part of the consortia. The partnership is now down to 4 states, as well as with Washington, D.C., and some other schools operated by the U.S. Department of Defense and the Bureau of Indian Education. The exodus was really due mostly to Republican complaints of federal overreach by the Obama administration. But also, in Tennessee, many superintendents were also fearful of the switch to computerized testing.
In one of the articles that you wrote, you spoke with some officials from New Mexico who stayed with PARC for the last 4 years. What did they have to say about how that's worked out for them?
Well, it wasn't perfect, but compared to with what Tennessee has gone through, it was significantly better. They say that online testing has gone fairly smoothly, and it's also been a money saver for them. I spoke with New Mexico's former Secretary of Education, and she said that the economies of scale allowed her state to cut testing costs by more than a quarter by sticking with PARC.
Well, one other note you made in there was they now have 4 years of data, which at this point, I assume Tennessee does not.
We really don't. The first year of testing, obviously, was problematic, and we had to cancel testing for grades 3 through 8. This year, we're having some issues as well, and it's still to be determined how reliable those results are. So we are in a situation where we're wanting to be very data-driven about our decisions, and yet we don't have that longitudinal data that is so much needed to be able to make those kind of decisions effectively.
Well, because of all the issues that TN Ready has faced this year, state lawmakers passed a bill that essentially keeps those results from being used to judge students and districts. What are you hearing about how this bill will be implemented?
The State Department of Education has been working feverishly to figure out how to follow the intent of that legislation, but also how to remain compliant with a new federal education law, the Every Student Succeeds Act. ESSA requires that states do annual statewide testing, and we did that in Tennessee this spring, albeit in a rather messy fashion. But ESSA also requires that we have accountability systems in place based on a variety of measures, including student achievement. And in Tennessee, TN Ready is the way we measure student achievement. So that's another reason that this conversation is so important, and we expect the state to come out with guidance on these issues and these questions in the next few days.
Well, thank you for taking the time today.
It's my pleasure.
You can read all of Marta's reporting as well as the other journalists from Chalkbeat on education issues across the state of Tennessee at chalkbeat.org/TN.